Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tanline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Facebook, official Facebook page is out there. There's an unauthorized page. Not for the faint of heart. There's a lot of horrible memes on there from our listeners. And
you mean from Luke?
And Luke. And, no, they all joined in.
Oh, yeah, okay, perfect.
They're all trying to out-top each other now. And that's the unofficial Facebook page. And you can check us out, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Alexa, enable Todd and Tyler's skill is how you start that now. And you can just get the podcast or the stream on your Alexa. Do that. And if you listen to the radio stations, that's more important. Patronize the advertisers wherever you hear some advertising on the show. Pete is with us. Also, yo, actor Tim Matheson later on this morning. Otter's phone on the program.
Rob Riggle.
We talked to Otter before?
Yeah.
I want to say we have.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought we have.
Rob Riggle tomorrow?
He is.
All right.
Early tomorrow.
And our midweek comedian, Nick Allen, will be in.
And Nick Hoff later on.
Yeah. And maybe Nick can determine when he began masturbating. Because that was a... He didn't know. Last weekend he was here.
Man, I missed that one. Was I here?
Yeah.
I remember talking about him masturbating.
Was I here?
I remember talking about masturbating. I think I'd remember something
like that. He didn't know when he started.
I think we all had a wet dream one night, and we said, hey, that's I remember that. That felt pretty good.
Well,
I should try that myself.
He may have been a little delayed in it, because most of us had dads who had dirty magazines laying around. And Nick's dad probably didn't have the dirty magazines.
You really didn't need a dirty
magazine.
Once you started chubbing, you didn't need a dirty magazine. You didn't. You
know? Oh, it helped.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's
it. It was always a good starter kit.
I remember I had a dream. And I'm thinking, that felt good last night.
Yeah, but I thought about that after he brought that up.
I was stuffing my tighty whiteies.
Right.
I remember exactly. I remember like that night.
Oh, you could give us an age?
No, I don't remember the age.
An exact date?
6th, 7th grade, maybe. Maybe 7th, 6th, 7th, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Probably about right. A buddy of mine, true story, he was he was in my class, but he was older than me. One of those kind of guys that took 4th grade twice because, you know, he wanted to get it right the second time.
Yeah, because they used to do that back
then. Oh, my God, they did all the time.
That's how
I've told
the
story before. Two of my best friends growing up were in 4th grade when I was in 3rd grade. Because they were in my neighborhood. We all live right in the area.
Yeah. But,
and I don't remember. And all of a sudden, bang, they waited for me. Both of them.
I don't think my kids.
Both of them waited for me. And we all graduated together.
Experienced anyone who got
no.
held back. Back then, it was called flunking.
We called it flunking. And then parents and your neighbor, if your kid flunked, they'd call it hold back.
I mean, you knew dudes that flunked 3rd grade.
Right. Two of my best friends flunked 4th grade. Not dumb guys. Flunked 4th grade. They might have been dumb that year. And they stayed, and we were all in 4th grade together.
Right. They might not have been dumb.
It wasn't even a big deal.
But they were probably just lazy.
That was it. Yeah.
And they got Fs.
Yeah. Or they might have been dumb.
And they got too many Fs.
One might have been.
When you get too many Fs.
One might have been.
Yeah. You got held back or flunked.
I think they both got college degrees. Not that that's a big harbinger of smartness, but, you know,
yeah,
whatever. Because
you and I have them.
Well, a long story short is that one dude was a little older, so he was obviously a little more mature than the rest of us, and he actually slid down the rope in gym class in, like, 6th grade, and that's when it happened. And he told us that story, like, 3 or 4 years later.
Oh, so he remembered.
He remembered all of a sudden sliding down the rope in gym class, because we had to climb that rope in gym the whole way up to the top, and he slid down, and it was too much friction.
So Garth wasn't lying.
And he ran in. Nope.
Made him feel funny, like when he climbed the rope in gym class.
Exactly. And actually, it did happen to my buddy.
I didn't.
Before Wayne's World, obviously.
However, fit into any of these cliches. I did not have an Afghan.
What'd you use? Just tissues?
Nor a tube sock.
I didn't do a tube sock. It's more of a... My Afghan was... my late grandmother knitted that for me. It became the staple of it. That's just horrible.
I was the only bedroom.
The tube sock. I never did a tube sock either, but that's everybody's cliche, isn't it?
And the bathroom was right across from my bedroom.
You walked all soiled through the hallway?
Sure.
All right. Anybody ever see you?
Only about 4 feet.
Did exchange student ever see you?
Not that I know of.
That's a messed up visual, man. Him like tiptoeing all crusty.
Well, especially as a 14-year-old or a 13-year-old. Let's go with that.
Why is Todd showering again?
Shut up. Don't ask. Your poor Afghan. I mean, your grandma just wanted you to be warm, not masturbating.
You don't know that.
It stood in the corner.
You don't know that's not why she gave
that thing stood in the corner.
Someday this will make a great coffee table for you.
That stupid story was literally just me and my one buddy's little story with each other because we were coming of age at the same time. And now it's... That's how everybody knows it. It was like something I'd be afraid of anybody finding out at the time.
You told one person.
One person, and we never even told our other buddies. It was our little secret, our little funny secret with each other. And then on the radio, it just became that way. I just brought it up years ago, and now it's just everybody freaking knows.
And then you realize sometimes we share too much.
Yes, we do. But I don't care.
Right.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got stories, and we don't do anything different than anybody else did.
But strangers,
maybe a couple things.
But strangers can walk up to you in public
and know
a lot about you.
Oh, way too much. Way too much. Yeah. And that's the least. I didn't care about that story. Every teenage kid, you know, masturbates. That's what you do. And it's freaking great when you first start doing it.
It's still okay.
But when it's brand new, it is like, oh, what the hell? You discovered a new toy.
Yeah, the shine really never comes off of that.
No, but the shine is brighter than. It's still there. It stays bright.
Keep
but
rubbing.
It's the biggest bright.
Keep rubbing. Keep trying to wipe that shine off. I just keep trying.
You got to keep wiping that shine
off. Keep trying to get that shine off.
That shine off. Yeah,
I'm going to go in the office and masturbate.
All right, Todd.
I thought he was actually saying that he leaned in. That was great.
All right, Craig. Are you going to do a story of masturbation? Oh, we're talking about Nick Allen coming in tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's how we got there.
That's how we got there.
Well, first it was something ridiculous, like, I don't know if I've ever masturbated. What? Some of the players that had the 95-year-old Gloria Vanderbilt, some of the 41 players that had the 95-year-old Gloria Vanderbilt, include but are not limited to Grandma's G-Spot.
Speaking of masturbating.
Homeless huge dong. I love the black caucus.
Let's just flip me off.
I am Petey Mac approved.
All right.
That's probably just a chick that's her name.
I think they wanted Craig to say that.
Maybe that too. It's either one of the two.
And I have no idea what these random letters and numbers mean. I'm just going to say them. Maybe someone else can figure this out. IPMS247.
All right.
No idea what that means.
It's a woman. And good luck with that. I think we all know her. Or knew her. Let's clarify that. Yeah, let's clarify that.
Throw it in reverse there a little.
That's a name from the wannabe dead people.
Yeah, exactly.
Ivan, jam it down my rabbit hole. Gets a hit.
Ivan gets all the play.
I know.
We learned about our favorite monkey in one of our favorite countries. As a matter of fact, the capital city of one of our favorite countries.
Djibouti.
That's right. Yeah. Macaques are there.
Yeah.
In the capital of the...
Djibouti.
Djibouti.
Djibouti. Yeah.
Which is Djibouti.
Right.
Not Djibouti City. Right. Just Djibouti.
You can make it there. You can make it anywhere. Djibouti.
Do they have those there, those monkeys?
I don't know.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
McLean Stevenson gets a hit. Congratulations.
Good different McLean, right?
Papa Panda Sexy Pants gets a hit.
That is the African city that's so nice. They named it twice.
That is Djibouti.
Djibouti.
Placenta Chili Cook-Off gets a hit.
When is that this year? Coming up, right?
God, it's in the fall.
We usually host that.
It's in the fall.
Yeah. Bush would know. He knows the chili cooking season. Righteous Death Threat gets a hit.
That's pretty hardcore.
And scary.
And a band name.
Right there, Todd. Gets a hit, as does Shep's Reach Around.
That's where I get all the news.
Yeah.
Yep, every afternoon.
Welcome to Shep's Reach Around. The only guy that speaks the truth on that network, and he's out of the closet. Good for him. And we call it Shep's Reach Around. Great.
Yeah. Once in a while, Mike Wallace will speak his mind. And
not Mike, Chris Wallace.
Chris Wallace, yeah.
He will.
And the fans of that network will call him a libtard.
Of course they do.
And a liberal cuck, yeah, because right. Chris Wallace is...
Just giving facts.
Yeah, Wallace is quite the liberal.
Yeah, oh yeah, big
time. He's quite the progressive thinker.
Facts being your liberal, Todd, you know that. At least on that network.
The Supreme Court is ruling that defendants can be charged in federal and state courts for the same crimes.
Oh, that's new, isn't it?
Hmm.
Justices ruled against an Alabama man who argued that he could not be charged again.
Alabama's going down!
Arkansas did. Sorry, Craig.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Due to the constitutional protections against double jeopardy, the case could have an impact on the Paul Manafort case because he's fighting state charges that he claims are too similar to charges he was convicted of in federal court.
So it's against Paul Manafort.
It would be. I mean, it's not specifically, but it could easily affect him.
Right.
So we'll see how that ends up going.
I did see Manafort got Trump stepped in. He's not going to go to Rikers now. They're going to send him to Rikers, which is pound me in the ass prison, right?
Some people say so.
Yeah.
Well, he's a guy to reach out to find if he could smoke or trade butt sex for weed.
Manafort.
But if he's in Rikers.
No, they apparently Trump's going to stop him from going. It's an unusual move for an administration to stop people from getting in other prisons, but he must have called it a favor since Manafort helped him.
So he wants to go to a state where weed's legal?
I don't know. Anywhere but Rikers.
Yeah, some people were saying they were surprised he was going there in the first place.
Yeah.
Dave Mustaine, the front man for Megadeth, says he's got the throat cancer. He wrote on Facebook that his doctors say that the treatment plan he's been placed on has a 90% success rate.
What was yours, Craig?
Yeah, it was yours. It was 100% success.
It was, but what was it?
Was it throat cancer? Was it neck cancer?
Was
it anything more specific than that?
I can't recall. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
It was the one where you beat it with a stick and it goes away.
I do, too. I had cancer. What kind of cancer?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't
something
really
in the throat. Wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, what'd they tell you originally?
Right in the throat.
Ooh, yeah. This band.
Dave's also that age where you can't get the HPV, and he did a lot of stuff like most guys do with his tongue. So does banging your head cause you throat cancer?
No word on that specifically.
35, 40 years now.
Man, this song was not in my wheelhouse, but I remember the first time I heard it and was like,
it's just a cool song.
This is wicked, man.
Yeah, it's just one of the greatest rock riffs I think ever.
Yeah, I agree,
I do. The riff of this song is amazing. And I'm not a huge Megadeth fan, but I love this song. Well, we wish Dave Mustaine good health, you know? Because that's the HPV throat cancer. We don't know if that's it at all, but it could be. We all know. I know you and my friend of mine also had it. Took him down, but he's okay.
And patient zero was Catherine Zeta-Jones. In all of these instances.
Everybody was there.
Michael Douglas went through it.
Or what about that chick, the anal cancer, with her husband? Although we talked about, remember? Marsha Cross.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. She's got anal cancer. He's got throat cancer. And he's got a smile.
Dr. Mina says no.
I say there's a chicken or egg right there. Which came first, the throat or the anal?
Depends on your weekend.
Dr. Mina did say. No. You're right. She did say that.
Yeah, but she didn't really look into it.
No, she didn't.
Yeah. What? You can't just brush it off without some kind of investigation.
Right. Arsha Cross said that her anal cancer is connected to her husband's mouth cancer.
Or vice versa.
Well, that she said, I think that's how she put it in the headline.
She didn't write the headline.
I know. But that was her. I still love the quote. Because the quote is that she's standing there and then he's got this big smile on his face. Because it's a promo shot. It's a promo shot. It's not about cancer. It's just a promo shot on a red carpet. And he's going, yes.
The anal cancer is connected to
Hopefully they're okay.
And Craig doesn't know what kind of cancer he had.
Craig doesn't know what kind of cancer he had.
It was up in this area.
Right in the throat.
Right in the throat.
Right in the throat.
Yeah, but does anybody think it's really off-brand for Craig to not know?
No.
It's not surprising.
It wasn't salivary glands or anything. Was it?
No,
because
just a lump in your throat. Was it the HPV stuff? Or was it from smoking?
Lymph nodes? Was it lymph nodes?
Probably everything. You know?
No, because
it could happen to anybody.
Hey, it gets in your lymph nodes. He might not be with us.
I know.
Any stuff that gets in your endocrine system.
That would have sucked.
That's nasty.
Hmm. We had to get in the news guy. Been off the air
a couple
days.
That's just a pain.
Isn't it?
I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. Holy cow. Can you imagine trying to find somebody?
No, don't even talk about that.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Don't even talk
you have
about
no
that.
Idea.
Right. What an inconvenience for us.
It'd be like a day or two at least.
Any of these positions.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is the point. No. Not just this one. I mean, anybody can do this, but.
No.
Yeah, no.
I can do it, but, you know.
They suck.
Take a week or so to get as good as you.
Oh, a week. Come on. Come on.
3 days, tops.
Oh, man.
NASA says its Mars orbiter has spotted something strange and somewhat familiar on the planet's surface. The space agency says that the reconnaissance orbiter has captured an image of what looks like the chevron on the uniforms of Starfleet crews on Star Trek.
Hmm.
NASA says the shapes turned up in the Hellas
plancha.
Looks like a little oil derrick.
Oh, in the shirt?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a radio tower or something.
Yeah.
It says it's turned up on a region of Mars. Space experts say that the shapes were created by bulldozers and other earth movers.
What?
So that's cool. Okay, wind, lava, and dunes.
Oh. It's like, what? Nah.
Bulldozers.
Is that what they call them? Alien bulldozers?
The wind and the lava could be bulldozers.
Yeah, they did it with bulldozers and other earth movers there on Mars. So.
I bulldozed Uranus last night.
Saw something strange and familiar there.
You wrecked them.
Yep. All right, Tim Matheson later on. He's in the new Chucky movie, right? New Child's Play movie?
Child's Play,
Tim Matheson.
If you bulldozed it, it's ready for a jackhammer.
We got a break coming up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.